These are in random order as I get them, but happens is another one on a doctor. Is it proper for a doctor to perform a sex change operation for a patient? Here I say absolutely no. Unequivocally, I regard the desire of any individual who is formed already, not a hermaphrodite, but who is formed already as one sex, to say, nature has made a mistake, I am really the opposite gender, and I have to operate to fix nature's mistake and give myself the right body, I believe that that is an arch example of a whim over reality. The definition of male and female is biological. So to say, I know more than the biological, I feel, regardless of fact, it's more, though, than an evasion of reality. It is a war against reality. It is a way of saying, reality gives me this, and I am going to smash it and turn it into something else. I'll give you an analogy. I mean, it's just as bad. No, it's not as bad, because cutting off your genitals is the worst. I mean, you know, you can weigh which is worse, that or scooping out your brain. It's a hard call. But suppose a person were to say, I was really intended to have no fingers. They feel alien to me and funny when I move them. And I want to get back to what I really am, which is, you know, a non-fingered person. And therefore, I want them amputated. And then imagine that this person goes to a doctor, and the doctor says, oh, fine, you know, 10 more, and then we just hand the Medicare form in. That is totally corrupt. The doctors who perform those operations, in my opinion, are corrupt without qualification. I put them in the same category as the doctors in the Nazi concentration camps who took out perfectly healthy organs simply as an exercise in their skill, completely independent of the validity or the value or the morality of what they were doing. I'll let that go, but you get my drift, I'm sure.